What's going on, adults?
Good morning.
What up, witching? Well, on the text line, somebody woke up and chose violence. I'm going to ignore it. It's between Courtney and Shine.
Yeah, I'm not going to ignore it.
They want... You're not?
Oh, no. I have no problem talking about it. I swung and
silence.
Missed.
Silence. Silent last night.
What do you mean silence?
What?
Who'd you have again? Silent? I had
Watson.
Justin Watson.
What I'm saying. He was silent last night.
Oh, he was. I thought you were saying I was.
No.
I got to tell you, every time I watched a play, I saw him on the field and yet did not get a single target. I could not have been more wrong. I should have picked Juju Smith-Schuster because that guy had 130 yards out of the blue.
Well... Is anybody going to beat the Chiefs?
I don't think so.
I'm annoyed by this because
I feel
like the three-peat is going to happen. And then the dynasty that was my destiny, that I grew up with, Curtis, that I lived for 20 years, is going to be at risk.
Yeah, my big takeaway from yesterday is the Patriots were trying to be like the Chiefs, but just the off-the-field Chiefs, not the actual Chiefs, unfortunately. They're going to lose. They're not going to win a three-peat. It'll be okay.
I don't know who's going to beat them. Mahomes is so good. And even
six
like
touchdowns, six interceptions.
Yeah, I know. I understand.
They would be saying Brady was washed.
I understand. Like, you know, he didn't have the touchdowns, but his ability to just keep plays alive and keep moving the sticks and, you know, what they do with him. There was a play that they were showing last night on, because I chimed into Eli and Peyton and Bill, the 360 where he almost threw the touchdown.
Yeah.
And his ability. And what you see, and Chime talked about this yesterday with Lamar Jackson, when you have quarterbacks in New England, you have one who's, you know, holding down the end of the bench that has the ability to kind of just have off-schedule plays and make something out of nothing. It's so hard to defend teams
I guess Chime is, it's well-documented, loves Lamar Jackson.
Mm-hmm, sure
I guess that they have a chance and...
Yeah.
They'll be there, I'm assuming, at the end of the season. So, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what the Bills are like. I don't know. A weird team.
Hit a rough patch.
So
I'd give up everything if I was Kansas City to get Davante Adams. I know it would be tough for the Raiders because they're in the same division. But then again, they are the Raiders, and they would do crazier stuff. We've seen them do crazier stuff than this. But I would give up a first-round pick if I'm the Chiefs for Davante Adams, because if I'm really trying to, you know, have this
ensure that you're going to have the three-peat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, look, he's winning without a – last night they talked about it. I don't know how long it took him before he actually threw it to a wide receiver. I mean, when your best wide receiver or your – you know, is probably the worthy kid, but you're throwing it to Juju Smith, the exploding knee guy, and, you know, making him look like, where the hell was this guy when we had him?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If you're Kansas City, you're thinking, like, if we can get Davante Adams, we'll be unstoppable.
Yeah, but they're not. The Hunt kid is not going to spend that money. And what was interesting, too, about the market that's been developing for Davante Adams, there was reporting over the weekend the Cowboys, Mr. I land my helicopter because I'm very embarrassed by what's beneath my stomach. He will not be spending for Davante Adams. They want him, they need him, but Jerry Jones doesn't want to spend the money on him. So just keep that in the back of your mind when the Cowboys are mentioned as a potential landing spot for Bill Belichick. A lot of people view the Cowboys as these wild spenders when the reality is they're not. They're a lot closer to the Patriots than they are to, say, the Rams.
Well, they also have three legit big money players on that football team that they've had to. Did they? So Dak's done.
Dak's done. CD's done.
Is Micah Parsons?
Not yet. Okay. Not yet. Mikey, he's next, and he's going to get a ton of money.
Yeah. I mean, you're right, Curtis. That probably eliminates that as a prime spot for Bill when and if there is a landing.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see where he goes, though, Davante Adams, because you just brought up Buffalo. Like, we don't know what Buffalo is, and I think a big part of that is the fact that they lost Steph Diggs, who, you know, he's knocking him down out there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, apparently he was distracted by Cardi B and some kind of an illicit affair with Cardi B while she was pregnant.
Yeah, eight months pregnant.
Guess what? I mean, that's what happens offset when you cheat on Cardi B.
Is that a kink? Is that considered a kink for some guys? Like hooking up with another?
Actually, no, obscure TV reference.
Shine your mic's on.
Obscure TV reference. Two and a Half Men. Alan has like a huge kink for pregnant women.
Yeah.
Yes. While they're pregnant with another man's child?
Well, pregnant in Courtney, general. Just in general.
It's big on Pornhub. Don't act like you don't know.
I do not know that one.
I swear people don't know. Yeah,
that one, I'm telling you, I understand the babysitter, the stepmom, all that. This one I've never heard of.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's big.
I can't think of something that is less erotic than that. But there are some.
We don't shame. We do not shame.
You are right.
So did that guy at the car wash in Arizona leave an OBGYN office somewhere in greater Arizona?
I'll tell you what, boy. Don't ever cross Cardi B, boy. She ain't the one to play with. But when you look at Buffalo.
See, this is like a wild stray at 6:08 in the morning, which says it is apparently of interest to Lindsay. I'm not pregnant.
Oh, that's
so
not nice.
I don't just want to make that clear. I am not pregnant. I may be carrying a tiny little bit of extra winter weight around, but I mean,
winter hasn't even started.
No, that's it's like a squirrel.
Yeah.
I get ready for I carry the nuts around. Curtis, getting ready for the winter.
I will say you're not pregnant, but you are glowing.
Oh, thank you.
No problem.
Thank you. Yeah, I don't know. Shyam, are you? Was I told you have some sort of form of breaking NFL news?
Yeah, Courtney's gonna hate this, but this is so. Shout out to Jay Orlando, listener of the program, DM'd me this on Instagram using the ESPN fantasy website as a source, news source.
Mm-hmm.
Currently, they give you a projected number of points that a player will get in a certain week. And so this upcoming week, Jacoby Brissett is currently listed to have projected 0 points, whereas Drake May is projected to have 14.5, therefore indicating that Drake May is going to start according to ESPN Fantasy.
Okay.
Wow. All right.
Mm. Well, I mean, we're going to get to it, I assume, during They Said It. But Jacoby Brissett on this radio station yesterday afternoon sounds like he believes he will be the starter on Sunday for the New England Patriots. So,
all right. Oh, I didn't hear that.
I mean, I guess you could take something from what Gerard Mayo said yesterday on this show, and then what he said afterwards when he met with the media before he was cut off by the New England Patriots, before he could answer a question about Jabril Peppers, which was kind of odd.
Mm-hmm.
But
that was just a really silly coincidence that happened at that moment.
You know what is annoying is this past week against the Dolphins was the game to start Drake May for.
Yes.
Yep. Not this week against the Texans.
No.
I like ease him in to the situation.
Right.
With what everybody thought was a winnable football game. I mean,
against a bad football team.
And you're certainly not going to start him when you're heading to London week after this week.
But nobody remembers this. Like, I remember Mac Jones' first dropback, his rookie year, week one, he was getting sacked and threw the ball behind his back. It was this awkward moment where, like, oh my God, is this guy, you know, okay? But in hindsight, you don't think about it. Tom Brady's first start was against Peyton Manning.
Yeah. I mean, at this point in time now, it's just you can't concern yourself of who your opponent is. It's just whether or not you're going to stop the kid. It doesn't matter where it is. It doesn't matter who it's against at this point in time. And Courtney, it was a great question because you did kind of hold Gerard's feet to the fire a little bit. And
if anybody says ever in my presence that Courtney doesn't deliver hard balls, I'm going to come at him. Mm. That was an extraordinary question by you yesterday.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
With Gerard Mayo.
Thank you.
But yes.
Yeah, but he did not like moonwalk a little bit, but then he kept going into the offensive line or Jacoby Brissett getting beat up. And so it's kind of like, is he trying to leave that door open where it's like, oh, we're still concerned to put the Drake May in there to get beat up? But I'm with you when he kind of didn't really answer it or said, well, we haven't watched the film yet. Come on, man.
Yeah.
That's cap. You know, you've been watching this film already.
Well, we have a lot to get to on this morning show. Quick heads up. There is a lane of 495 which is closed because of a sinkhole which opened up yesterday, and that is in the Haverhill area. Courtney,
that is in Haverhill. If you're watching on Twitch, Mitch has the photo.
Yeah, there it is. So that is 495 South in the Haverhill area, at least one lane closed because of the giant sinkhole. Which that this story has nothing to do with Cardi B, which we were talking about earlier. Just if you drive that way, just please be aware that could be a problem for you.
All right? I asked with Cardi B, so
on the show today, our lead's coming up in 10 minutes at 6:25. They said it at 7:00. And then the news with Courtney coming up at around 7:45 this morning. And that includes nerds in the news and what a 16-year-old accomplished over the weekend, which was, I believe, Shime's moonshot. Unfortunately.
Oh, no.
It has been stolen from you by a 16-year-old Shime, and it's going to be
son of a gun.
I'm sure it's a real problem. And then it's a Ty Tuesday, and that means that Ty Law will be with us at 9:00. I think Ty said last week he was coming in here, but I am not sure whether Ty will be in here or not, or will join us on the phone at 9:00 this morning. But
no Ty, man. Ty, stay hustling.
Okay. If you want to be on today, call 617-779-7937. If you prefer to text, you can text on the Subaru of New England text line, which is 37937. And a lot to get to when it comes to trending, including our beloved Boston Bruins, which get the season started tonight against a tough opponent. And they have to sit there and watch the rings be handed out and the banner go up, all of that. So here is Courtney with what is going on right now.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. The Chiefs beat the Saints in Monday Night Football 26-13. Patrick Mahomes completed 28 of 39 passes for 331 yards and an interception. On the other side, Derek Carr went out with an oblique injury. He is set to undergo an MRI today. And Rashee Rice needs his LCL repaired. He is expected to miss the remainder of the season. The Bruins kick off their season tonight in Florida against the Panthers. Puck drop at 7:00. And now Jeremy Swayman has signed on the dotted line but missed training camp. Fans were not expecting to see him in goal for the opener this evening. But Jim Montgomery talked to reporters yesterday. Here's what he had to say.
I don't know. He's a potential goalie tomorrow night.
That's
undecided. We're undecided.
Oh. So there, you're saying there's a chance.
Wow, okay.
Well, yeah. I mean, he's probably been getting, you know, practicing and getting shots at him. So, I mean, is it really that hard for a goalie to come in off the air?
I think he was working. He had a net set up. He was taking shots down in the garage at Echelon this entire time.
He lives in Echelon now?
He does. Yeah.
Greg's secretly been helping him.
All right. Yeah. Oh, they all move over there.
If I have to go five hole, I am willing to go five hole.
Yeah.
I am. They used to call me Shime when I was playing over 40 hockey in Westboro. When it came to my shot, they used to call me Peanut Butter. Up top Peanut Butter is what they used to call me.
Wow.
In case you're wondering. Has anybody tried the Jif peanut butter chocolate spread that they are advertising all over the universe?
No, but that sounds good. Chocolate and peanut butter always.
It looks good.
Yeah, it's my favorite ice cream.
I don't know if you'd put it on a sandwich. Like, I don't know if you'd do PB&J with the chocolate peanut butter mix.
Oh, for sure.
Maybe on toast or an English muffin or something in the morning. It looks it looks kind of like they're going after the Nutella people. It looks to me like.
Is it dark chocolate so that people can say it's healthy?
Yes,
the best was when people would be like, oh, dark chocolate helps wake up your brain. All so right. You'd be like, oh, I gotta eat dark chocolate. Yeah. Jabril Peppers was in court yesterday facing assault, strangulation, and drug charges stemming from last weekend. He pled not guilty. We'll get to more of that in today's news. And this Thanksgiving, bring your thankful 30 to the dinner table. You thankful for dropping your first 30 by Turkey Day. Awaken180weightloss.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. Not a lot of sleep last night. Getting the modeling in for Hurricane Milton. It is a doozy.
Wow.
Curtis, you swung and missed. Like, this one seems like it's going to be historic.
I said that they said this was going to be a historic season where we ran out of names for hurricanes. And the best part about this is we've had hurricanes my entire life.
Right.
We didn't used to cover it breathlessly. And I would add, I was told when we had no hurricanes that that was a sign of climate change. Now we have a massive hurricane, and that's a sign of climate change. People that discuss the climate remind me of the little kid and Big Daddy playing cards. No matter what his hand was, he won.
All right.
Well, they say that the warmer the Gulf Coast is from climate change, that is the reason why the hurricane is growing so quickly.
Oh, hold on.
Hurricanes react to warm water.
Somebody is trying to grab the weather crown.
So what causes global warming, Courtney?
You know, that's above my... Something is up in the ocean right now.
I would actually say Courtney is more decorated in discussing this than 90% of the people I see on TV.
Switching lanes here. Okay.
Well, no, I just spent a lot of time yesterday, going over the hurricane. I'm praying.
What was your source for that?
It was TikTok. There are a lot of meteorologists were live yesterday on TikTok over the path and going over everything where you need to evacuate.
So where's the big zone you got?
Tampa and St. Petersburg.
Yeah, my mom's condo is going to get smashed.
Oh, no, Shime.
Yeah, she stayed with her aunt.
I hope she didn't take your betting advice.
It is kind of alarming because they're saying it is going to be the worst hurricane to make landfall in 100 years, Curtis.
So 100 years ago, did we have climate change?
I'm not addressing the climate change.
Well, I'm just asking a question. How did we have a really bad storm 100 years ago?
No, you just said that, these people are predicting a historic hurricane season. Ha, that's ridiculous. And then here we have a historic...
Do you know what the word season means?
Yes, I do.
It didn't say we're going to have a historic hurricane. It said a historic hurricane season.
These are two pretty big ones back to back, though, hitting that area.
It happens every year this time.
I don't know. Tampa, the amount of people. So a couple that Santo and I are friends with who used to live in our building, they just moved to St. Pete last week.
All right.
And they were saying that it's terrifying being from the Northeast, not having any idea what's going on. And they were talking to Floridians who've lived there their entire life and say they've never experienced anything like this panic.
Tape up your windows.
Maybe that's TikTok's fault.
Remember, I think we have...
It wasn't TikTok.
Nope. The people that are panicking are getting their news on TikTok, telling them that their world is ending. Right. But I have to say, great job getting the drop. Did you see how well they got that? I feel like Katrina was such a disaster that every other elected official in the ensuing years has done a much better job than FEMA and everybody did then.
Yes.
The drop is fully... they must have, 5,000 beds.
For the
National Guard. Really cool.
They have two beds. There's two additional beds for FEMA if they show up.
But anyway, I pray for the people in Florida. Right. It sucks. 49 degrees here in Boston. Afternoon high of 63.
There was a question about whether they were going to play the Bruins game tonight or not. I'm surprised that they're going forward with
it. One of the teams that's supposed to play the Saints, aren't they leaving already for the game this weekend? I thought I heard that one of the Florida teams.
Who's play? Is it the Buccaneers?
It might be. I see the Tampa Bay. I feel like they said they were.
I'm sure the Bucs are getting out of town.
Yeah, they said they were leaving at the beginning of the week. So, all right.
Okay. All right, Curtis. Well, I'll tell you what. When we come back, before we get to Leeds, what one of your fellow weather brethren did when talking about the hurricane yesterday, which could change your mind. We'll get to that coming up next.